Welcome to episode 10 of Brian Aldridge's True Crime Political Election Conspiracy Sports Talk Podcast. This week, I audition my wife's daughter, my daughter-in-law by law, Carlina. We debate the most controversial topic today, Apple versus iPhone. Friends were made, friends were lost. Enjoy this week's episode. Well, hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
In case you don't know, in case I didn't cover it that well in the opening, I am auditioning my wife's daughter, my daughter-in-law, which means by law, my daughter, Carlina. We're going to audition her for the co-host position on the Brian Aldridge True Crime Political Election Conspiracy Sports Talk Podcast. We're on episode 10? 11? 10 or 11?
10. It's
number 10. The producer. So today we have co-hosting Carlina. Producer in the producer chair is by law, Karate Brian. And he's going to tell us that it is episode number 10. I'm having a great Monday because yesterday, the most evil, morally repugnant, spiritually bankrupt football franchise in America, the Green Bay Packers, were eliminated from contention. The holiest of holy Chicago Bears,
Bears,
secured the number one pick. And the Packers not only lost, but they showed the world what truly, truly repugnant people they are. One guy shoved the Detroit Lions athletic trainer when he walked on the field. Another guy tried
not
to...
Not even a player.
He shoved an athletic trainer. A guy gets smashed on the Lions. The trainer is coming on the field to tend to the Lions player. The Green Bay Packers player shoves the medical doctor, the trainer.
I don't even play sports, and that seems rude.
Yeah.
Uncalled for.
But I'm not surprised, because it was a Green Bay Packer, and those people are...
The worst?
Brutally terrible people. So I had a good time. I went over to my dad's house, sat in, watched the football game. So I'm in a good mood today.
That's good. Very happy.
Sue's over there playing with the dragon.
Should I take the squeaker
out? Nah, we're good. It's ambiance in the background, and Marcy, our cat, is over here. So how was your weekend? I saw you guys went to dinner, had a good time.
Yeah, it was a pretty good, pretty relaxed weekend. I'm glad that yours was good. Glad the Packers lost. It's all you can ask for in a weekend.
Yeah. We put out a couple of new videos on the Reels. You can follow me at Aldridge Comedy, A-L-D-R-I-D-G-E, Comedy, C-O-M-E-D-Y. We got some more Reels up. We're trying to push ourselves past 10,000 followers on Instagram. We're a little over 10,000. Today... We're going to weasel our way into a very controversial topic. Now, we've done some controversy here. We've done the Kennedy assassination, the moon landing, and those are just things that are absolutely true.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say those are much controversy.
I wouldn't say that's controversy. George Bush did 9/11. We know jet fuel does not melt steel. I guess you can say controversial, but we've only said the truth here on this podcast.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. But today, we're going to step into something where maybe it's not all, you know, black and white.
Yeah.
It is, I guess, up for interpretation and opinion. But we today, on the podcast, are going to debate Apple versus Android. Yeah.
Yeah. It's happening.
Which better?
Apple.
Well, there you go. Join us next week. No, it's just Apple, Android. It's a tale as long as time, or as the last 12 years or so.
Yeah. Pretty new debate.
I myself will fully disclose. I once was an Android user on the T-Mobile network.
Wow.
Ever since marrying your mother, by law, we got together and we signed up. We're on Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor of our show. Can you hear me now, Verizon? We are on the Verizon network with iPhones, and all the whole family has been. There's been talk of you maybe leaving the...
Hold on. Let's not get anything misconstrued. Unlike you, I have been loyal to the Apple ecosystem my entire, young adult life. My very first technological device was an iPod Nano, moved up to an iPod Touch, and then all the iPhones since then.
My very first electric device, Etch-a-Sketch. Worked on magnets. You shook it.
All I'm saying...
But hear me out. Hold on. Etch-a-Sketch.
Uh-huh.
People might... You know what that is?
Yes.
You turn the little knobs.
I've used them. I like them. They're fun.
You turn a knob, and then when you want to... When the picture, say you make a mistake or something like that, you shake it, it goes away.
Yes.
And then you try to tell people our age... When the baby's crying and you want it to stop, not to shake the baby, but we learned our whole lives.
Was that a shaken baby shake joke?
Your problems away.
Was that a shaken baby joke?
That was a shaken baby joke.
That was low.
That was a shaken baby joke brought to you by Subway Sandwiches. Are you in a gas station? Did you just realize, hey, I could eat Subway?
Good Lord.
All right, so let's jump into... Not pros and cons. Let's lay the groundwork for... Because I want us to be honest with our bias.
Okay.
It's not going to be heavily balanced.
It's not.
It's going to be heavy Apple.
Yeah.
I've had an Android phone. I've had a plastic LG Google phone.
Oh.
And then I've had every iPhone since 2016.
That's fair. That's when they started getting good. It's when they stopped folding in your pocket.
Yeah. Now let's talk about some pros of iPhone. You carry an iPhone, you automatically know you're better.
That's true.
Than most people.
I'll tell you.
You're at least equal to everyone.
I'm not saying it.
And you're possibly better than everyone.
Here's what I would say. The number one feature is about iPhone. Let me run through the scenario.
Okay.
I'm at the store alone. You sent me there. You said, hey, can you grab a bag of chips? And I say, okay. When I get to the store, I call you and I say, Bri, what kind of chips did you mean?
Let me see the shelf.
And you say, let me see the shelf. Let me decide. And I say, okay. And I turn on FaceTime.
The greatest communication application in America, in Canada, in China, in Asia, in Africa,
all the continents,
all the Mexican nations, FaceTime. But what? I can Skype you. I can Skype you. What are you, my grandmother? On a laptop computer? You're my grandmother on a desktop computer. Talking about, let me Skype. Oh, let me Google Duo. Let's do a Google Duo.
They moved up to Google Duo, and I have to admit, it's a FaceTime wannabe. It is what it is.
My mother, mm-hmm. who gave birth to me.
By law, your mother.
By law, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Also a listener of the podcast.
Oh!
She told me, she's like, oh, some of the greatest things are when you are about to say something terrible and Carlina stops you. That's like, that's like my favorite part. And so she listens now.
Uh-huh.
My mom uses FaceTime.
Yeah.
My mom's an entire generation older than you guys.
Yeah. Still uses FaceTime.
Still uses FaceTime, so there's no excuse for
age. Greatest technological advancement.
FaceTime's the best. So now we get the right bag of chips because of FaceTime.
Exactly. How other else am I supposed to do it?
Other than, because look, all right, you're going to, let's talk on Skype. All right, what's your username? Oh, is that with a O or a zero? Is it capital? Which one's capital?
See, and then what was my
option? I don't even want chips anymore after we're Skyping.
What was my other option? To send you a picture and wait for your green text bubble response?
And if you're sending an Android picture, I'm not going to be able to see what the bag of chips looks like on the
shelf.
That's
true. It's going to be so blurry. Which, we can talk about why. And this may come off as...
Hit us with some data.
This may come off as a Apple downfall, but I will explain why it's not. So, Android works as an Android system, meaning multiple phones, multiple things, multiple kinds of things can all connect and communicate to each other. Apple only goes on iOS and only really communicates with other iOS systems. Therefore, if I send a picture to you,
okay,
and we both have iPhones, it's going to be good, great quality because it's sending through the iOS cloud.
And because we're richer because we have iPhones.
Sure. Anyways, but if I send a picture to, let's say, our producer, Karate Brian.
Okay.
It,
avid Android user.
It has to go through a different kind of system and get resent over, and it just completely goes down in quality.
They use
it
different doesn't satellites, look as don't they? Good. They use lower satellites. Like the satellite, they don't even go all the way out of the Earth. It's just like the drones that they use for real estate pictures. That's what the satellites are for Android.
I have literally no idea and don't have enough information to fact check you, so I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. Hear me out on this too, by the way. More evidence.
Yeah.
I don't want this to get lost in the shuffle, so we're going to put this in before we start putting the research you've done into the show.
Okay.
When Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity, did an apple fall from a tree and hit him in the head, or did an Android fall from the tree and hit him in the head?
What is an Android?
Which one hit him?
An apple.
An apple is the reason we have gravity.
That's true.
Gravity led to space travel, which led to... You see
the
where
moon
I'm going
landing.
With this? The moon landing.
Which also led to the fake moon landing.
We could have never faked the moon landing without Apple.
That's true. That's how we got there. Apple led us here.
So we both are Apple phone users,
Hear
right?
me out on this. When you want to avoid being sick or going to the doctor.
Okay.
What do they recommend?
Is it an Android a day keeps the doctor away?
I don't think so.
What is it?
Could it be an Apple a day?
Keeps the doctor away?
Or perhaps using?
With the rising cost of medical bills and medical insurance in America, it's fiscally irresponsible to have an Android phone.
It is. It is. I just don't... I don't understand why you'd go any other direction.
Okay. We're both iPhone users.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little something. I don't care how petty this sounds.
Okay.
I text someone, it comes back green. I feel a little less about the person, okay? I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
I feel less about them.
All right.
I don't respect them on a human level. But I'll still go back and forth because they're still a human being.
Okay.
They still deserve love, compassion, respect, but not, I don't know about respect.
Glad we agree.
But that person...
Uh-huh.
Not welcoming any of my group texts.
That's true. That's true. No.
I don't need a group text going, we're firing. Oh, everything's going great. We're laughing at each other's funny comments. We're loving each other's heartfelt comments. And then all of a sudden, Brian likes the comment, I got a new phone. Written in text. A thumbs up will do. I don't need an explanation of you loving my comment, you laughing at my comment.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is Androids are so customizable that they don't even have blue and green text. They don't have iMessage. iMessage doesn't exist. So you, as an Apple user, can join any messaging group that you want with Android users.
Yeah.
But they are banned
yes.
from ours.
Absolutely. And they'll tell you, like, oh, that's something on your end.
Disagree.
They'll say, like, oh, that's your phone doing that?
Yeah.
And it might be. But I bought an Apple phone.
Yeah.
Which absolves me all responsibility.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, well, I can't customize it. Well, I don't want to. I don't know how to use a phone. That's why I bought an iPhone.
I've mentioned that before. That is a controversial hot take.
I don't want to customize anything.
Exactly.
I barely know how to turn this thing on.
Everyone tells me. Android's more customizable. Android, you can do more. You can make it however you want. I want to make my phone look pretty and FaceTime my friends.
Yeah, I want to do FaceTime.
Yeah.
I don't know, use the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, you ever download an app and they're like, hey, you can get it on the Apple Store or Google or the Google. Hear me out.
Google Play Store.
We had to put it on the Google Store too.
Yeah. And this might be a little bit.
And the Google version's always worse.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And this might be a little bit. This might be a little bit of a callback. But a few years ago, there was something really, really popular, and it was called Game Pigeon.
Okay.
And it was that you could play games in your iMessage. And there was...
Oh, the pool game and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was no Android version of that. So,
well, hear me out. Because what's part of this the game?
The iMessage.
The iMessage. But you're playing with another person. A person, another person, not a family member, is a... Someone who's not a friend, they're not a family, but they're a...
Acquaintance?
A friend?
A friend. Oh.
So you'd have to have a friend for this to be of any use of you anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're an Android user, obviously you have no friends.
You don't have a friend.
Yeah.
Understandable.
So.
Understandable.
But yeah, those things were pretty cool. I remember that. Like you could play 8-ball, like pool.
Yeah.
And just send them back and forth. You know, it's a good way to keep in touch without having to talk to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also remember you being phenomenal at pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very frustrating.
Very good. I cheated.
I will say, and this is where I will lean a little bit Android-y.
Okay. They got to get some airtime. Otherwise, Karate Brian is going to flip the table and just start telling us what we're doing wrong.
If I lived in any country
like
except
Romania
for
or
America,
like that? Yeah.
I would have an Android. If I lived in any other country...
If you lived in any other country, you'd have an Android. I don't understand. Why?
So, worldwide.
Okay.
Android makes up 70% of phone users.
Okay.
Whereas Apple makes up 29%.
Okay.
And the remaining 1% goes to miscellaneous, okay, random phone companies, whatever.
So you're saying statistically you would be... Because it's 70, like you'd have a 70%
chance. Yeah, yeah.
You'd have a 70% chance at being an iPhone user or an Android user because it's just randomly handed out to you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Also, other countries adapt more to Androids, yeah, just like in America we do with Apple, which Apple in the USA is about 55% of phone users,
okay,
whereas Android it sits at about 43%.
These are just numbers off the top of your head, right? We didn't have research this.
No, okay. No research. Just made these up. That being said, all social media apps, I would say, that
yes,
are mainstream,
okay,
Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook,
yeah,
all the big ones, are created as American-based companies and curated to Apple products.
Yes.
They're formatted for Apple. They're sponsored by Apple. Their partnerships are with Apple. And they also do a little neat trick where if you have an Android and you use one of the apps that has a camera, it greatly decreases your camera value.
Smart move.
So much to the point where...
So you just have to take a picture with... The superior camera, the Android's better camera.
Yes.
And then upload the video into the social media.
Here's where they get you.
Okay.
It still decreases.
How?
I don't know.
The app in itself?
They just hate you.
Oh. You think that's a move where Apple threw a little money at these apps and said, hey?
If I was Apple, I would.
Yeah. Because I've heard, people say, I don't really understand specs and things like that, but they'll be like, no, look, if you look, this Samsung camera is like 30 times better.
No, it is. I don't know the exact number, so don't quote me on this, but it was the megapixels. Apple wasn't moving past this set. I think it was a double digit number. I want to say it was like 50 for years and 60. Producer Brian just told us it was 60. They wouldn't move past 60 megapixels. Whereas any run-of-the-mill, mid-tier Android phone was at like 300 or 400. Yeah.
But the apps themselves were holding back the.
Yeah, the okay. apps they don't increase the camera quality at all. They keep it very low, very minimized, and so.
Now, okay, you're very knowledgeable on how to use the device.
Uh-huh.
You use it for things other than social media. You're going to use this thing for a business. Maybe you're even like casting a presentation that you've made.
Uh-huh.
Now is Android going to be a better choice, or does Apple have all that stuff as well?
Here's the thing that it really comes down to, and this is why I kind of say it depends where you are. Because in America, we are so incredibly Apple-focused.
Okay.
That Apple, basically, the best way I think about it is Apple has an ecosystem.
Okay.
So you have your iPad, you have your AirPods, you have your Apple Play,
even
you have
the
your
watch,
Apple TV,
Apple watch,
you have your Apple yeah. Watch, you have your iPhone.
And that's not an accident, is it? That's,
no.
Okay.
So if you have all of those devices, and this is even Android users will admit this, the ability to go between the Apple ecosystem is flawless.
Okay.
Flawless. They have AirDrop. They have everything you can imagine.
Okay. So, to give yourself a similar user experience with Android products, I'm sure they have all of them.
Yes.
Would you have to buy the same brand in all of these? Like, would you have to have the same brand phone as the brand your watch is?
Yes.
Okay.
But there is the ability. So, let's say I have an iPhone, but my computer is an LG and my headphones are Sony.
Okay, so you just throw the other two away. Get yourself a MacBook.
If I had a Samsung, would be able to create a system where all of those could be connected.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be as seamless as the Apple because they're not all on the exact same system.
Okay.
Whereas in Apple, like let's say I had my phone, my iPad, my Air MacBook, and my watch all set up in a row in front of me, I could legitimately take a picture, a text, a voicemail, an image, and drag it with my Air Pencil across all of those screens, and it would be able to go to this one, send a message here, copy here, and you're just not gonna be able to use those with any other kind of system as well.
Okay. But okay, say now I know it's super popular. It's AirPods.
Yeah.
It's wireless, right?
Yes.
Now I've bought your mother-in-law.
Yes.
She does have an Apple phone, but I've bought her non-AirPods. I bought her like different brands of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it still worked. Now, if I have a Samsung phone, but I have the newest AirPods, is that going to work on my phone?
It will work because it's through a Bluetooth connection.
Okay.
But it's not going to be as good because just like the apps are going to decrease the quality, they're going to connect to a third-party device and they're going to decrease the quality.
Oh, wow. Is that by design?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Completely.
But don't they want... I don't understand that. So they more than want you to buy the AirPod. If they can get you hooked on the AirPod...
Yeah.
And they can maybe get rid of some of the quality. They think that might get you to give up and buy the iPhone?
Possible. Apple wants... Well, that's why they make having the ecosystem so flawless and so ability to just completely go between all of them. Because their idea is like, well, if you have the little Apple ecosystem, you don't need anything else.
Yeah, so they're banking on you're like, look, I'm not taking an extra step to make this work.
Exactly.
So,
and the thing about Android is the iOS system, I should say, which is what Apple uses, is a closed system. It's a closed network. You can't just take and share. Oh, obviously neither of us can. We're not talented enough, but, developers and stuff can't just take and share aspects of their designs and throw it into other phones. Whereas the Android system is more of an open share. So Apple can say, oh, you want to connect to these Sony headphones. You want to connect to these Beats headphones. You want to connect to these LG headphones. Sure, we'll take their stuff and make it so it's seamless.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
As a boomer?
Yeah.
You mentioned all those. Now, some of them are licensed by others, but are Beats an Apple product? I think they are because I have a pair of the Beats.
Yeah.
And it connects to my phone the same as those Apple AirPods that I have.
They must be. They must be. Because, like, for me...
So then what that leads me to ask then again, are some products... are some products Apple, like, exclusive to Apple? Or but because those Beats are going to work on another phone too, right?
Some products are exclusive to Apple. Beats is, like,
a I know it's an Apple product, but is there anything that will only work on an Apple phone and won't work on an Android phone, like, products? So they don't want to completely exclude themselves from, like, they don't want to completely exclude themselves from, but I can't imagine, like, an Apple Watch is going to sync to an Android phone.
It won't.
Okay.
And it can't.
Okay.
Same with, you can have an iPad or an Air Mac book and have an Android phone, but you can't connect them. So okay. If you had an iPhone, an iPad, and an Air Mac, you can connect all of those seamlessly. All
right.
And they can all share the same data, same information, same storage, same all of that. If you don't have that and you have a different device, you have a different iPhone, you're not going to be able to connect those at all.
Okay. So, they're trying to take resistance out. So yes. They're like, they want it to be more convenient.
Yes.
So if bare bones, it's an equal or inferior product. They got to use image.
Yes.
Image and ease of use. And also how you feel.
Yes.
Being an Apple user. I don't know if Apple put that message out or we. Not me specifically, but we as Apple users has put that out. I just feel more superior. And not really. But like, you know, you're like, you stick your chest out a little. Like, oh, I got an Apple iPhone. And you'll joke and be like, oh, and someone will be like, well, my Samsung is just as good and it has all those features. And what's our response? If you're poor, say you're poor. And then they'll come back with some data. Like, it costs more. And I'm like, I'm not talking about raw data, numbers.
Yeah, no. Feeling.
The amount of dollars a product costs doesn't make you not poor.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'd love some numbers on this too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told my friend we were gonna do Android, Apple, and he brought up a point to me that seems to line up too. And then we just started polling our guy friends, and everyone who owned an Apple had a PlayStation device, whether it be a 4 or 5, and everyone I knew that had a Samsung had the Xbox, whether it be the most recent or the one down from
there. There is a connection between that. PlayStation, I don't know why they go with Apple. I don't understand that. But Xbox is owned by Microsoft. Microsoft sure. uses the Android system.
All makes sense.
That connects.
All makes sense, but also people who use the PlayStation call Xbox users poor.
Yes.
And they cost the same
amount. It's the same. It really is. It really is. Well,
so basically iPhone users are the bullies, or are we being bullied by all of these? Because we only have one phone. They got 5, 6, 7 Samsung phones.
Reverse
bullying.
Reverse bullying.
I like it.
But I think that feeling, honestly, and I did some research in it before the podcast, is, okay, so not to get too nationalistic or whatever, but when you have something that's exclusive to America, Americans, not me or you personally, well, maybe you, Americans tend to feel a superiority complex.
Okay.
iPhones are almost exclusively an American thing. Not to say other countries don't have it.
Here's also another American thing. Just sticking up for yourself when you don't have the information.
Yes.
That's what makes iPhone users great. Hear me out. Because if you're going to talk about the specs of the phone, the function of the phone, and everything like that, and the Android users coming at you, I'll tell you right now, they're going to know what they're talking about, and you're not.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is they're going to be like, but the camera's better, and the specs, and it works faster, and the internet's better. And you're just going to be like, if you're poor, say you're poor. Like,
no.
We are the fourth grader that somehow grew to 5'9".
Yeah.
And everyone else is about, you know, 5'1".
Yeah.
We're the bigger kid, and then we're maybe a little dumber. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't know how to use my phone.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it's doing. But a lot of the Samsung people, like my brother has had a Samsung his whole life. Like for one point, like on the side of the phone, it would give him his alerts and stuff like that. I don't know. They try some stuff. I think their screen is now starting to bend.
Yeah.
Like, so they're going to, they are, because I'll brag to someone like, hey, look at this. My face unlocks the phone. And they're like, yeah, cute. We've been doing that since 1991.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I think that, like I was saying, is, so obviously Apple isn't only sold in America, but it's the most popular in America. Okay. We're one of the only countries that leads, that Apple leads. And so that being said, it was created as an American company. It was created in California. It was created in, like, the Valley, along with all these other social medias, all these influencers. So the first people to get iPhones were the highest form of our society.
Okay.
They were
the Kardashians.
Rich, pretty much. They were the rich people. They were the elites. They were the people that had the money, the access, the power, the fame, the fortune, all of that kind of stuff. And that influence led for all of us to end up idealizing the iPhone because it was seen as what the influencers have, what the famous people have. And those that's still the phone that most famous people sure. have.
Well, yeah. Now, you guys are respectively straddling 20, I think.
Yeah.
Brian's a little over 20. You're a little under 20.
Works out.
So, but the iPhone came out. You're smaller kids when it came. I have no doubt that Samsung now makes products as good or better.
Yeah.
The everything is better or good. iPhone did come out,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first one where you could look at the internet on
exactly.
on the phone, and so it just was. Where
it was,
where it
yeah.
functioned like the, where it looked like the page on the
exactly.
computer. And it was the best marketed at first. It mm-hmm. was, everyone knew about it. And now Amazon has done this with like Alexa and stuff like that. But Siri was the first one
yeah.
where you could hop on and you could be like, hey, where's a good restaurant? Where, you know, and I'm not going to say it because then
yeah.
it's going to pop up in the middle of it. But like if you asked Siri,
yep.
hey, can you point me, will you play a song for me? Anything like that. And it will do that. Yeah. Now, I'm sure Samsung has a version of that now. I mean, every laptop computer has a version
yeah,
of that
exactly.
now.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have such a head start.
Yes.
Over it that it's tough. Even if they've already caught up and passed.
Exactly.
The mindset, the marketing and all of that maybe hasn't yet.
Well, and here's also what goes into it too is, like I was saying, iOS is a closed system. So Android, like you were saying, how they've had things sooner, longer, faster, whatever. That's all because they don't have a closed system. So they can create ideas, share ideas,
oh, wow.
make
so
ideas
it doesn't even
better.
Happen. Are you going in this direction? If Apple wants to come up with a new feature,
yeah,
it's got to run through the whole bureaucracy
yes.
of Apple. And then someone has to design it, someone has to approve it, someone has to plan it, someone has to say, this is what's going into this new phone. Samsung's drawn from the best of everybody.
Yes.
So, like, someone can just not even be working specifically on the new Samsung phone, but they're like, maybe they're working on something for a laptop, and they're like, wait, this technology, this could be used in a phone. This
yes.
And so then they can bring it to someone else's attention, and if they like it, so they have a wider range of people working on different things.
Yes. Anyone?
Whereas Apple is only going to be working on something that's being worked on exclusively for the Apple phone.
Yes. And here's the trick, too, is that all those Android-using systems can be created for the phones, to better the phones, all this kind of thing, as well as it kind of plays against them because once they've perfected it and made something that people like, Apple can swoop in and take it.
Yes.
And then it doesn't go both ways, though, because Apple has a couple of things that are only Apple things, like the AirPlay, the screenplay with FaceTime, the drag and drop across multiple screens, the visual search, the iMessages, things like that. And Samsung or Android in general can't. The iOS system is not an open share system.
I got it.
So it can't take it back. It has to create its own version.
So the benefit of innovation that Samsung has.
Yes.
Is also kind of a detriment because it's not all unilateral.
Yes.
It's not all one thing. So there are like advantages and disadvantages.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. So if you're getting an iPhone, you're getting the cherry picked best forms and best ideas from all other available phones on the market, but That being said, you can only do what Apple allows you okay. to do with it.
So if you're like, if you know how to use your phone and you know how to use a device and you're like, this one feature I really want, this is the most important one to me, and Apple doesn't decide to carry it, then you're just not going to be an Apple user.
No.
All right. You're a single issue voter.
Yes.
And that candidate doesn't have
yes.
your...
See, and like for me, the things I prioritize are the simplicity of being able to connect to my devices and my AirPods and to do the AirPlay and to have the Apple TV. And I, as a 20-something-year-old girl, am constantly on FaceTime. As most of my friends now live or go to college really far away, that is my main form of communication, as well as social media apps that prioritize and specifically they go towards Apple and they
macchiato
they go towards Apple and they prefer Apple products and they cater to Apple products and things like that. So it makes sense for me
and me as a person who likes to keep up on the best trends of being a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah, but there are people like our producer Karate Brian,
who knows how to use his phone,
doesn't care that much about FaceTime, has all Xbox products,
has made peace with the fact that all of his texts come in green.
Yeah, and doesn't use social media as much and cares more about the capability of his phone and the specs and all that garbage. And chooses to
doesn't want a cracked screen.
It's ridiculous. And chooses to be an Android user.
It's a what?
It's a better phone if you don't want to use any app.
That sounds more like a slam. Android's a better phone if you don't want to use any apps.
Well, I mean, it was kind of a slam.
If you just want to use it to spy on people from far distances away.
Well, it's because
the zoom in on this camera, you could see in a window from 50 feet away.
Well, it's because, like, most apps and stuff come out of American-based companies.
Okay.
And so they cater to iPhones because iPhones are more popular in America by a pretty large and growing percentage.
Okay.
And so if you enjoy having a Samsung, you enjoy it because you like the customability. You probably talk to people who are on other Androids, and you probably use things that are Android server or Android related rather than using or communicating to people with iPhones. And I think that's also what creates so much division, is because iPhone doesn't let you communicate to them. But Android is, it's not built for a common user, I don't think, in okay. my opinion.
All right, so we're gonna end our opinion portion of the show, and then I got a game for us to go to.
Okay.
I'm not poor.
Yeah.
I got an iPhone. Why? I've fallen short in many aspects in life. You know, I maybe didn't have the stand-up career I feel I deserve. I got ousted out of football after 1 year in college. I may have not lived up to everything I think I could, but when I hold that iPhone in my hand, I'm better than 45% of America. I'm just better than you, Apple or Android.
Superiority complex.
And then here's full disclosure.
Okay.
Of course, Apple's better and it's awesome, whatever. But had you, as a teenager, decided that we were going to be an Android family, we would be on the wrong side of this debate right now doing a podcast. And
that's
we'd be
true.
Defending Android. People would be laughing at us as yeah. they listened.
Hear me out on this. I also would have been bullied in high school, though.
And I'm not going to say you wouldn't have deserved it.
That's true. That's yeah. also true. True statement. I'm really sorry to all the people out there that went to high school with an Android. If you decided later on to go through your hipster, it's better phone or anything like that, go crazy. You're in your 20s. No one cares. But if you had to go through high school with an Android, I really am sorry.
Well, if you went to high school with an Android, your battery was still alive by seventh period at least. Like, your battery still worked.
Yeah, that's true.
And then here's one thing I get a kick out of. Yeah. Android users will say they can switch in and out of the battery.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Maybe not anymore, but when they used to be able to...
Like for the last seven or eight years.
But remember when they would... This was one where they'd be like, well, I can take my battery out. Okay, great. You ever see an Android guy drop his phone?
Oh, my God.
400 pieces.
No. Here's the thing.
The SIM card is just out in the gutter somewhere.
Here's the thing. We had... And this poor guy. In my seventh period class... He dropped his phone one day, and the battery, it was the beginning of the year. The battery came out, flew across the room. It was the middle of a presentation. He had to go run and get it and put it back in. That kid had the nickname Battery for the rest of his high school career.
Hey, man, decent.
4 years later, he was still getting called Battery Pack or Battery Kid. 4 years.
People don't forget, man.
They don't forget. It just became his personality. I think at the end of high school, he still had that same phone, though.
All right. So we gave Android a fair trial.
We did.
But we still found it guilty of being a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
They probably watching all the Marvel movies, but not like, hey, man, this movie's awesome. They're watching it and they'll be like, that's not accurate. That's not accurate. That's not accurate.
I know, right?
That's not like, okay.
Yeah.
So Android users are nerds.
Uh-huh.
Apple people are awesome.
Woo.
Blue's cooler than green.
Yep.
I feel like we crushed that.
Obviously.
And so, like, if this were Android's trial, they're guilty. And they're going away for a long time.
Gotta be.
I'd like a game that we're going to play a game right now. Producer is going to come up with a celebrity.
Ooh.
And then me and you are going to debate whether that celebrity, and it doesn't, we don't have to know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be accurate.
We're going to debate whether or not that celebrity has an iPhone.
Or an Android.
First celebrity, any version of that you want, we'll debate. Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. What kind of phone does Miley Cyrus have?
Miley Cyrus?
And does she have a different phone as Hannah Montana?
I know this for a fact. And yes, they have different phones because Hannah Montana was a different era.
Okay.
I know this for a fact. Miley Cyrus has an iPhone.
Okay.
And...
You guys on the same iMessage thread?
I wish. Hannah Montana had a bedazzled pink flip BlackBerry phone.
Which we decided
to the show.
We decided, but we went in coming in. We had some ground rules. BlackBerries or Androids?
Canon to the show.
BlackBerries or Androids? Yeah. Any cordless phone, office phone, pay phone, those are Androids too.
Yeah.
All right.
Canon to the show. Hannah Montana had a BlackBerry before there was really cool iPhones though. So we'll give her that.
All right. He owns one of the social media networks.
Mm-hmm.
What type of phone do you think Elon Musk has?
Ooh.
What kind of phone do you think Elon Musk has?
Elon Musk? That's a hard one.
I think he has a SpaceX phone. Which
I know. I feel like he has a phone that doesn't even...
Counts as an Android. I think, yeah. Well, this isn't fair because he is an Android.
Oh, you're right.
Elon Musk isn't it.
I think that's true.
Which one now, Karate Brian? He's writing it down. He's the research for us. Perfect. The top G, Andrew Tate.
Oh, my God.
Andrew Tate, what color is your Bugatti? But what color is Andrew Tate's iPhone? Android phone.
Here's the thing is he recently got arrested in what, Romania?
For human trafficking. It's a misdemeanor in Romania. Go on.
Anyways.
They're pretty wild over there in Romania.
Anyways, he got arrested. And since he lives in not America, it makes me think there's a higher likelihood.
Playing the math game. I like it.
That he has an Android, but.
He's a huge bully.
He's a huge bully, and he's super materialistic.
Okay.
And I feel like if you're going to be super materialistic, you're going to go with the iPhone.
Doesn't it make you hate yourself a little bit?
A little bit.
All right. I don't disagree with anything you said. He's a huge bully.
Yeah.
He's materialistic, just like me and you.
Yeah.
All right.
At
Except
times.
I think we would probably pass on the human trafficking in
Romania. I am not No, I'm not saying that his... Yeah, no. His human trafficking was awful and he deserves to go to jail for it.
All right. Since you talk about one, you got to talk about the other. What type of phone does Greta Thunberg...
Thunberg.
Yeah. Greta Thunberg have. Whichever Android. One leaves a lower carbon footprint.
It's an Android. I think that she has
Shame on you! How dare you?
I feel like she has...
That's my Greta impression.
Oh, why did it sound like Helen Keller impression? Stop it right
now. Environment!
Stop it right now. Shame on you! Stop! I don't want to laugh at this.
Okay.
Stop. Anyways. I'm coughing. You made me laugh too bad. Okay. I feel like Greta. We'll just say Greta. We're homies like that. I feel like for her to be like on brand.
What grade is she in?
I think she's like 20.
I don't think she's ever been to school though.
I think she's still 19.
She was homeschooled for sure.
She definitely was homeschooled.
Okay.
Now, that being said, she gives me the vibe of like her PR director has a phone, which makes me think her PR director has an iPhone.
Okay.
But I don't think she has a phone.
Okay.
I feel like she has like a note connected to a rock and like throws it.
How autistic.
We're not going down this road.
All right. Oh, and then if Joe Rogan, what kind of phone do you think Joe Rogan has?
iPhone.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he, because he's into gadgets and stuff like that. He would know, whichever, can you turn off more of the tracking stuff on his, yeah, he's not going to hold the iPhone because he's thinking the iPhone's going to track him everywhere.
You're right, you're right.
And you can turn that stuff off on an Android?
You're right.
You probably can on iPhone. I have no idea how to do that.
I bet you... No, here's what I think. Specifically, I think he has, like, a very, like, nerdy phone that's, like, super sophisticated. And, like, if he handed it to us, we, like, wouldn't know how
to use
it.
There's a 0% chance he has an Apple phone because he's got a $100 million deal with Spotify.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this podcast, there's a 50% chance you listen on Spotify.
There's also a 50% chance you're Joe Rogan.
And listening to it on Apple iPhones. So that's 150%.
I think he has, like, I think you're right. I think he has, like, some sophisticated Android network type of phone that, like, if he handed it to us, we, like, wouldn't know how to use it.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know.
I feel like he has, like, a super gadgety phone.
John Cena. What kind of phone do you think John Cena has? I'm going to tell you Android. Here's why.
Oh.
I love John Cena.
You're the John Cena expert.
What's your favorite feature of iPhone?
The camera.
What app specifically when you talk to someone?
FaceTime.
What use does John Cena have for FaceTime?
You're right. No one can see
him. You can't even see him on the other end. Therefore, by default, he goes Android.
You're right. You're so right. Yeah. Also... This is streaming out of Tampa. 50% chance John Cena listens to this.
That's 200% when you add up all the
percentages. 200%!
Yeah. The Rock probably has an iPhone.
For sure.
I've seen him using it.
Yeah, so he also likes to take pictures of himself and, all that good stuff. I think, obviously, all the Kardashians, iPhone, right?
For sure.
Kardashian, Jenner's, all of them.
And they haven't bought a phone in...
You think they just get, like, thrown phones?
100%.
Like, you think Apple just, like, sends them?
Anything where it's something you're going to see them holding?
Yeah.
That has been thrown their way and gifted them. And maybe even paid them to use it, yeah.
Wow. This podcast got to do well so we can start getting iPhones shipped to us.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Right? That's what I need.
All right, so I think we basically, we did a good job.
Yeah.
We gave Android a fair trial.
Yeah.
Demolished it.
Yes.
And I feel pretty good about myself having an iPhone, recording this on an iPhone.
Agree.
Putting this out on an iPhone, editing it, pushing it on social media with an iPhone.
Agreed.
Is there anything you'd like to say? Are you promoting anything that you like?
Not really this week.
Just this podcast?
Just this podcast.
All right. Well, I hope you picked a side, dug in, learned nothing, and were swayed not at all. I hope you came in with prejudice and left with even more prejudice.
As you should.
Whether it be confirmation bias or just understanding that you were wrong all along.
The American way.
Follow me on Instagram. All of those is Aldridge Comedy. ALDRIDGE. We got the 10,000. We're trying to push to 10,100 followers on the Instagram. We got some new reels out. I'll be posting about new shows we have coming up. We're going to be traveling to Minnesota soon. So thanks for listening. This was episode number 10. We're in double digits.
Woohoo!
If our producer doesn't quit after this one, we're going to love to have him back. He's did a great job. This is probably the best job he's done because you can't see the anger in his face. He still rocked it. He still gave us notes. He still corrected us. Thank you, Karate Brian. And join us next time on Brian Aldridge's True Crime, Political Election, Conspiracy, Sports Talk Podcast, Title Change Pending. In fact, before we leave, leave a review of the podcast. Tell us what you thought. Come up with a new name to the podcast. We won't use it.
We might.
We might. But we ain't paying you if we do. No. All right. Good night, everybody.